All right, Jessica, I understand that the back-to-school bonanza is coming up. Can you tell me more about what this event is?
The back-to-school bonanza is actually in its fifth year here in Livingston County, and it is a school supply drive affair that we pass out supplies and backpacks to kids. We also arm them with information on nutrition and physical activity and ways to prevent obesity so that they really have a great start for the school year so they can be healthy and happy and we can really keep our kids active and moving.
It sounds like a great program. Can you talk about where the funding for the program comes from?
The funding actually comes from businesses in the Livingston County area, and we have had great support over the past 5 years. We have a variety from, you know, service agencies to corporations to businesses who give us donations, and it's been so wonderful to see the community just step out and to really support this event. We get new donations every year, new sponsors, and so I'm really thrilled that the community really thinks this is a worthwhile project to support.
Is there any registration required or any stipulations on who can participate in the program?
The event is geared towards Livingston County residents only, so it is children in grades K through 5 who reside in Livingston County, and there is a pre-registration process because we have so many kids who come through. Last year we gave out 375 backpacks, and so to make sure that we have enough supplies and for every child, we do ask that people register, and they can register two ways. The preferred method is online, and they can do that at extension.missouri.edu/Livingston, or they can pick up a paper copy of the application at either the Livingston County Extension Office, the Livingston County Health Center, or the Salvation Army.
All right, and is there anything else that you would like to add?
The registration deadline is July 15th for the event, and we are still seeking donations. If someone's interested, they can contact me at the Extension Office.
Okay, and one more question. About how many people do you expect to come through this year?
We have seen an increase almost every year. The first year of the event, we had 92 youth come through. And so I would say, approximately, my guess would be about 375, 400 kids. And then we have parents on top of that. So it does end up being a fairly large event. And we do ask that parents and children attend the event because we want to make sure that the families are getting that health and safety information.
And where is the event held at?
The event is at the YMCA North Gym in Chillicothe.